Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Okay, so we do this, you know, it's a schedule day tradition. And since, you know, we're out early today for Vandy Baseball, good luck to them, let's do it now. Let's just go through the Titans schedule. I heard Robbie and Joe do it this morning. We had TD do it earlier today. Let's just go through the schedule. And let's pick it. Now, this is not the official predictions. The official predictions, we call them the expectations on this program. That is always the eve of training camp. Because, you know, look, the Titans are probably going to add a safety and all kinds of stuff. All right, so let's start. Week number one, Titans at Chicago, noon start on Fox. All these games are pretty much noon anyways, but week one at Chicago. I'm going to pick Chicago, even though I don't buy the Chicago hype and I don't like Caleb Williams. I just can't get over the fact that the Titans are absolute ass in week one. I mean, I've been thinking about it. Like, I just keep thinking about all the games that the Titans have blown. And, again, different coaches, different quarterbacks, different teams. But, like, they lost to the Vikings with Sean Hill as the quarterback, you know, 1 year to start the season. They lost to a bad Raiders team 1 year to start the season. They lost to the Dolphins in that eight-hour game, and Delanie Walker broke his ankle to start the season. I mean, other than going to Cleveland and annihilating the Browns in 2019, every opener they've played, they've been terrible, including the opener that they won in 2020 against the Broncos that they were awful in. So I got to pick Chicago there. Okay, week two, the Jets. Now, we need to root for the Jets in week one when they play San Francisco because we like them to get fat and happy. I don't think they're going to win that game. So they'll go against the Titans in week two. I'm very tempted to take the Titans here, but I'm not going to. I just think the Jets defense is too good, and Aaron Rodgers will score enough points. I'll take the Jets in week two. Okay, week three, Titans are hosting Green Bay. Now, on paper, Green Bay looks like the best team that the Titans will play in the first four. They got an over-under Vegas win total at 10.5. I think the Titans are going to win that game because we always see that early in the season where a team's 0-2 and it's like, oh God, it's over, and they're playing this team, and those teams always, you know, fight to keep their season alive and the hope alive and everything else. And so I think they're going to win that Green Bay game. Plus, I think Green Bay is going to start the year 2-0 because I think they're going to beat Philadelphia and Brazil. And then I think they're going to beat Indianapolis at home. So I think after that, you know, 2-0, they'll be feeling themselves. Titans 0-2. Like, the 2-0s versus the 0-2s always take the 0-2, so I'll take the Titans there. The Monday Night Football game against the Dolphins, I'm taking the Titans. The Dolphins are not only traveling from Seattle. So they go to Seattle. They got to fly all the way back. Granted, they get an extra day because it's Monday Night Football. But Tua Tagovailoa absolutely freaking sucks in prime time. Last year, including the Kansas City playoff game, over the last 2 years, prime time, 2-8 for the Dolphins. 2-8. Anytime they play somebody good, not that you're somebody good, but anytime they play somebody good, the Dolphins stink it up, and especially in prime time, and they stunk it up versus you in prime time. So I'm going to take the Titans to win that game on the road at Miami. So now you're 2-2. Titans have the bye, which I don't love. Indianapolis at home. Remember last year, the Titans absolutely blew that Indianapolis at home game, and they did it because Craig Aukerman got fired afterwards. I'll take the Titans. I like what Indianapolis has done, but I'm going to take the Titans simply because Indy's got a really weird stretch to start their season. They are at Jacksonville the week before, and so I'll take the Titans. Titans at Buffalo the next week, they're not going to win that game. Titans at Detroit the next week, they're not going to win that game. So, the Titans are now 3-5, which, quite frankly, is better than I probably thought it was going to be. And again, on the road at Buffalo, yeah, Will Levis ain't winning that game. I mean, make of it what you will. Okay, New England. So now you're at New England week 9. New England is absolutely terrible. And not only is New England terrible, but they really did nothing to address how bad they were. You know, really what they just did was they just blamed Bill. They just basically said, yeah, Bill sucks. Like, that's what they did. They fired Bill. They elevated a coach. They elevated a guy in the front office to kind of run the team. They got rid of Bill and Mac Jones. Drake May, by week 9, will be starting. I don't know if he'll start week 1. You know, a lot of these quarterback people are convinced he won't be. But whether it's Brissett or Drake May, they both stink. And May is, I mean, I think May is going to be good, but, like, he's going to stink right now. So the Titans at home against the Patriots, that's a win. So now you're 4-5. 4-5, not bad. 4-5 through the first 9. Again, remember the Packers were 6-8 last year when they got to Christmas. At the Chargers, week 10. The Chargers have no wide receivers, but they do have the tackle that I really like. I'm going to take the Chargers only because the Titans never, ever, ever, ever win at the Chargers. I don't think the Titans have won at the Chargers since they've been the Titans. I mean, I don't think they have, and plus they have the better quarterback. Minnesota at home, week 11. I am not a believer in J.J. McCarthy. I think you've got the DBs to kind of work on Justin Jefferson. Will be a close game, but I'll take the Titans. So now, that puts you at what, 5-6? I believe that's right. At Houston. Again, divisional games are always kind of weird. In Houston, I was a little surprised by their win-loss total at 8.5. Houston plays at Dallas the week before on Sunday Night Football. They play at Detroit on Sunday Night Football. Excuse me, Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football against Dallas. Back-to-back primetime games. And then it's the lowly Titans. Stuff. Screw it. I'll take the Titans. 6-6 after the Houston game. At Washington, 7-6. I can't be picking 7 wins. Green Bay, Miami, Indy, New England, Minnesota. Okay, that's 5. Houston, 6. Washington, 7. 7 wins for the Titans. Good Lord, I feel like the count on Sesame Street. Jacksonville at home, week 14. Last year they got embarrassed at Jacksonville, and then they beat them that last week of the year. Jacksonville not coming off of a bye. They're coming off of a home game against Houston. I'll take Jacksonville. So that puts you at 7-7. Cincinnati at home, I'll take Joe Burrow. So you're 7-8 at Indy. Here's the thing. If you're 7-8 with the last 3 games at Indy, at Jacksonville, at Houston, you could win the division probably. In all seriousness. Because at 7-7, you go 10-7, and that's probably good enough with the division wins. I'll take Indy at home. I'll take you at Jacksonville. And so that puts you at 8. Oof. This last game, Houston. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't think the Titans are a 9-win team. I mean, I think that I'm a total homer if I say this. Plus, I already have the Titans beating Houston the first time. So I'll go Houston, and thus, you finish the year 8-9. But even then, like, I'm a little surprised by that. You know, I'm a little surprised I went 8 wins. I heard Robbie and Joe. I think Joe had 6 this morning. Robbie had 7, and I was like, homers. But as this is the whole point of schedule day. This is why you go through it. I mean, I think you're going to beat Washington and New England and Minnesota and all those rookie quarterbacks. And this isn't the murderer's row that you had a couple years ago when the schedule came down and your schedule included the 2022 season. You know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, like Justin Herbert. That's not your schedule this year. Dak Prescott was on that schedule. You know, I'm not a huge Dak Prescott guy, but it is what it is. So, I feel like a homer. I feel like a total homer picking the Titans to win 8 games this year. 8-9 is the schedule day prediction. That is not the official Stillman and Company expectation, which we will set right on the eve of training camp, which we always do. But 8 wins. Not bad. They won 6 last year. And the whole reason why I thought the Titans were going to be good last year was because I just figured in my head there was no way that the offensive line could be worse than it was the year before. And lo and behold, the offensive line was actually worse than it was the year before. I'm not going to say there's no way the offensive line can't be worse than it was last year, but I have a really hard time believing that it'll be worse than it was last year. So that might be good enough, unless Levis absolutely sucks. Plus, there will be some people that see me picking the Titans against the Dolphins, and they'll say that that's a total homer move. Let me just say this. If you've listened to this program, do you know there is no bias against Tua, right? Like, if you know me, you know that I'm not anti-Alabama. I'm not anti-Hawaiian because I loved Mariota. I'm not anti-Dolphin because I like the people of Miami. I don't care about the Dolphins. They're not a team that I grew up hating. They're not a team I grew up rooting for. I have no bias. I think Tua sucks, especially in primetime. So that's our schedule day, game by game. There we go. Titans 8-9 on this program, for whatever that's worth. All right, we're out early today. That's going to do it for us. Vandy Baseball coming up next. Good luck to them, Stoneman and Company. We'll see you all tomorrow at 2.